welcome to this week's episode of the Robo Falcons podcast, the official podcast of the Frost Robo Falcons. I am your host and student mentor here, Jason. And joining me, as always, is my co-host, Asher.
Hello.
Ash, how are you?
Welcome back.
We've had a couple weeks off, so we haven't really had a chance to give an update on the podcast like we normally do. So I thought it'd be a good chance to bring some people in and talk about where we're at so far. So we've got three guests with us today. We have Ian.
Hi.
We have student mentor Dylan.
Hello.
And we have Ahana.
Hi.
So I guess we'll just start with Ian. What do you typically handle when you're here?
Mechanical intake. We're working on a claw mechanism to be able to pick up from the submersible.
Okay. Ahana, what do you typically do when you're here?
I basically just do imagery, give them ideas, and sometimes programming, and sometimes I'm like mechanical when there's not a lot of people.
Dylan, it's your first day here as a student mentor. What's it like being back to kind of help move things along?
It's nice. Mm-hmm. Definitely feels different than what I've done over the past few months, but It's good to be back.
And you've moved on to the high school team, the Tyros.
Yes.
How's that been for you?
Good. We've done some Ford seminars.
Okay.
And then last night we did some subgroup work.
I imagine there's a lot of kids from last year's team that are now on the Tyros with you.
Yes.
So it's probably just like a big reunion, everybody there hanging out. It's probably nice having a bunch of familiar faces. Yeah, so what do you typically do when you're here, other than the podcast with me?
I mean, I'm kind of just like a general manager. I go between places and make sure everyone's on task. I think I helped with mechanical a little bit this morning. I'll help where I can.
All right. Well, I guess let's start with sort of a general progress update.
So, Ian, how's mechanical coming along?
Well, I'm just working on claw for now. We finished the claw. Now we're just getting it to actuate and attach it to the linear slide. Yes.
All right. Can you go in depth as to how the claw works, aside from just pinching?
Well, so we have a servo. I really don't know how to explain it without like.
That's okay.
So the claw is kind of, it's right now it's two kind of triangular pinchers that come together, and they have wheels on the end of them to
just
help
for a little friction, just to keep it in a little bit better.
To pick up the, I can't remember what they're called.
Samples.
To pick up the samples. Does it work? Is it wide enough to work on the long end of the sample as well as the narrower?
Well, what I've been working on is if we're going to pick up long ways, then we can just
rotate.
Yeah, rotate it so that we can just pick it up regular.
Got it. And right now it's running off of the servo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that, I would imagine, is just going to be a faster option than a motor, just for the actuation part of it?
Yeah, we don't need a motor. That'd be just wasting a motor. I think we're already at our cap because we have 6 for drivetrain, and then for hanging, we have done level 3 hang. I might get into that a little bit.
We're going to get into that a little bit, yeah.
And then 1 for the linear slide to reach into the submersible, but we want to actuate that linear slide so it can also go into the low basket.
Okay.
That'll be a motor. We can't do that with a servo, so that gets to our cap of 8 motors.
Okay, so it's a cap of 8 motors, yep.
Yeah.
That's right. What have we been doing so far with imagery? How have we progressed as far as picking a design?
For now, we're like basically sticking to the idea of doing the Atlantis. It's like a lost city which went underwater. And then before, we had some ideas of animals like crabs, turtles, Nessie.
Okay.
So different underwater animals to sort of incorporate into it?
Yeah.
Do you think the body of the robot is going to be some specific animal or?
I think it's just going to be the city of Atlantis for now because the hang changed our plans a little.
Yeah, that's a good point. We should talk about that.
So, Ian, you mentioned this amazing level 3 hang earlier. Tell us more.
Most linear actuators are made with motors, but we can't actually use motors because we're getting to our cap. So we've been using, I'm pretty sure it's, I forget what servo company is, but it's servos with a lot of torque and really fast. We've been using them. They go up a little bit just to get us to the first bar, to a level 2 hang. We're barely above the ground, but still counts. And then from there, a linear slide goes up to the top bar and then pulls it in, and it's a level 3 hang.
So basically, it's a slide. It's two slides, actually.
Yes.
That are connected together, and then in between is kind of a hook mechanism. And it actually slides from the outside into the bar and hooks on the back side of the top bar and then pulls the entire robot up above the second bar, above the middle bar. So it's completely suspended without touching anything from that top bar, achieving the true level 3 hang.
Right now we're working on attaching faster motors with a little bit more torque so we can get up there faster.
So we're adjusting the gear ratio to do that?
Yeah, our current tests say that it takes 18 seconds to get up there. So that's pretty good, but we want to get that down a little bit.
Yeah, how many seconds do we have in endgame in order to...
30 seconds.
30 seconds total.
Total.
To do all endgame operations.
And we only take a few seconds to get to level 2 hang, which is just above the first bar, which is 15 points. So if we can compensate all those points by just getting a few samples in the high basket, mm-hmm. then it might not be worth it to do level 3 hang if it takes too long.
Fair enough. Dylan, you've now seen 3 different games.
Yes.
Right? So you've seen, I don't remember.
Power Play.
So Power Play.
Center Stage.
Center Stage last year. And then obviously this year. What do you think of this year's game?
It's similar to last year with where you have to place the samples, but it's also different because endgame is obviously different.
Sure.
Not drone launch, but the hang.
I'd like to chime in and say that it's different because Auton scores. If you score something in Auton, it has the same number of points as it does in Teleop, which is different from most years because last year it would have more points in Auton. But the points do carry over. So you would get like 10 points from Auton, but if you score another 5 points in Teleop, you're getting 15 points in Teleop because you already have the 10 points in the high basket or wherever it is from Auton.
Any other interesting things that you've noticed, Dylan, from this game?
Maneuverability is definitely a lot easier mm-hmm. than in years past without many obstacles in the way. It should be easier to score, also faster without having to deal with obstacles, but also could be harder in certain ways depending on whether you can reach that top basket.
And then you did a bunch of driving last year too.
Yes.
So obviously you have a pretty good idea of what it's going to take in order to maneuver around the field.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you would have liked to see a field that didn't have nearly as many obstacles as this year's, as last year's
did. Yeah. Last year's wasn't as bad as the year before because the year before was like 2 feet of room in between the poles for Power Play.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like really hard to maneuver. They did have springs, so you could move through them, but it was a little bit harder to do so. But with our strategy, it made it a lot easier to do that. And then last year, it was definitely hard to maneuver through those
trusses.
Trusses, yeah. They were kind of a pain in the butt. This year, though, no trusses, right. Except for the ones we got to hang on, which we've already solved that problem seemingly.
Do we have any new design ideas for imagery compared to last time?
For now, we're just sticking to our idea, but we're trying to look for more ideas, but we don't see any great ones.
So I think when I was over by imagery, I heard something about like a catapult being integrated into maybe the Atlantis design.
Well, yeah, but like we don't really know how to make it work yet because like the parts might fall off and stuff, and we don't really know how to do it.
Yeah, there's not enough mechanism on the robot yet to actually fully determine how or even what the design is going to be.
One of the other things that I believe you're stepping into is the presentation team. Ian was on the presentation team. Dylan, you've been on presentation teams before. Any advice you could give her as far as being a president goes?
Loud voice. Uh-huh. Not too loud, but
right.
Talk with confidence. Don't be afraid to answer a question if you know the answer to that question. Stand tall. Don't slouch over.
Presenting's not too bad. Presenting's actually easier than you think it is. We'll make sure you're super prepared for it. That won't be an issue.
And then also just practice the lines.
Just practice, yeah. And we're going to make the lines fit exactly how you want to say them. So it'll be pretty easy for you. These guys are kind of testing that.
Still know my lines from last year.
So how have you liked your time here in robotics so far?
Well, it's really cool. You get to talk to a lot of cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Their ideas are cool. You get to compare the ideas and stuff. And yeah.
You feel like it's been a worthwhile use of your time?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
We have a question that we always ask our guests. What does gracious professionalism mean to you?
Well, this is my quick definition. If you win, you're gracious. And if you lose, you're professional.
Wow.
That's, I feel like that's a cop-out. I think you can do better than that.
Yeah, you can do better than that again.
Well, it's like being kind to other teams, like helping them out while like you still want to win and like you're being professional, like you're being serious about this competition.
Dylan, what do you think?
When you do win, don't gloat. Don't rub it in the other team's face. You can celebrate, but like don't over celebrate. And then when you lose, you just, it's unfortunate, can't always win, but you just gotta take it. And then like Ian said, you just gotta help other teams out. If you can, you should. Because it can help you with different awards.
What about you?
You should always, like, yeah, help other teams if you can, because you might need help sometime and they might help you.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't, like, joke around a lot, because, like, that just means we're not really professional.
All right, so we're about to wrap things up here. So far, we've made a little, made a fair amount of progress. I'm very encouraged by that hang mechanism. I wasn't sure we were ever going to get that working properly, and it seems like we've got a really, really solid design, which, as far as I can tell, is probably going to be the hardest part of this game, is getting that to work consistently. So a lot of good progress there. And then obviously, once we get the design of the robot locked down, we'll be able to figure out, imagery-wise, what it's going to look like. So I'm excited to see what you guys can come up with on the imagery team. And then right now, we're also starting to get the presentations together. So soon, those of you on the presentation team will start getting scripts, and we'll work on presentation skills. And we'll get things moving and ready for the first competition, which isn't that far away. Our first competition might be sooner than you think. So I want to thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it. Appreciate you taking some time to sort of join the podcast here. And we will see you next time on the next episode of the Rebel Falcons podcast. Thanks.